Well, a novel with a surprising take on the Civil War is out in paperback this month. Darren Wong's The Hidden Light of Northern Fires is set in an upstate New York town that secedes from the Union. It tells the story of a woman whose farm serves as a stop on the Underground Railroad. That might sound improbable in upstate New York, but the book is based on a true story. I spoke with Wong in November. The inspiration for this novel came from your childhood home in Town Line, New York. You say it was the only town north of the Mason-Dixon line to secede from the Union during the Civil War.
Yes, it seceded in December of 1861, about 7 months after the war had started, and didn't rejoin until 1946, believe it or not.
Hmm. And how did you learn that history?
We had always had heard stories about the secession. The town line fire department, their shoulder patch says "Last of the Rebels, 1865 to 1946" on it. So it's kind of the little town, the little hamlet's identity, really.
And the house that you grew up in was actually part of the Underground Railroad.
Yeah. So and that part was a little bit more hidden, I think, would be the term, because we'd had rumors about it being an Underground Railroad station, but we also heard ghost stories about the front house as well. And, you know, it all, you know, if you're growing up, you're 5 or 6 years old, 10 years old, it all kind of melds together. And I left that place when I was a fairly young child. It was only years later that I found an oral history of the Willis family, the family that had built the house, that kind of detailed the Underground Railroad activity and the rest of the family's involvement in the Civil War.
And all of that is the inspiration for your main character, Mary Willis. How did you find out about her?
So in this oral history, it talks a little bit about her. And then I just went on this crazy three-year-long process of research because, you know, growing up in Town Line, I always felt like it was the middle of nowhere. But suddenly I found out that there was this deep, rich history of the place I had grown up. And I interviewed a bunch of her descendants. I did a lot of research in legal records around town and down in the Erie County, New York courthouse, into all kinds of house museums and everything. So I kind of dug in every kind of corner I could find.
And what did you learn about Mary Willis?
She graduated from Alfred University, which was only the second school in the country to accept women on a co-ed basis. And she came home and started running this Underground Railroad station in 1858, 1859. And that's such a radical thing for a young woman to do. If you, I have a list of confirmed Underground Railroad operators in Western New York, and it's couples or it's gentlemen, and then there's one single woman on the list. Hmm. So the idea of her as kind of this radical feminist abolitionist kind of came together, because that's what her biography says. It's a radical thing for a woman to go to college in 1858.
So how much of her character in your novel is based on reality, and how much of it did you have to imagine?
You know, of course, you have to imagine somebody's thoughts and their mindset and their motives and what they cared about. But I felt a real kinship for her. I grew up in her house. I'd get up in the morning and see the same thing she would. So it's a combination of that sensibility, I think, you know, of knowing a landscaping, knowing a place, and kind of, I think, knowing her sense of isolation. Town Line was not a place that would have been welcoming to a woman of her politics.
Was it difficult, though, for you as a 21st century man to imagine what life was like for her?
Yeah, I mean, certainly. But I'm half Chinese, right? And I grew up in this very, it's a kind of place that would secede from the Union. It's not friendly to minorities. It certainly wasn't at the time when I was there. And I understood her isolation, I think, and that helped me drive her character forward. I think helped me understand who she was. But it also, I consider myself something of an idealist, and I think that she was as well. She was very political. Her, in her records, I find, for example, her children, her first son's middle name was Lincoln, her second son's middle name was Sherman. You pretty much have a good sense of where her politics lay. Hmm.
It's one thing to imagine the life of Mary Willis. It's another, and I was wondering this as I was reading this, to imagine what it's like to be a brutal slave owner Was that difficult to put yourself into that mindset, to write about what they were thinking, what they were saying?
You know, what's interesting, I think, about that character, so Yates Bell, who has an interesting historical basis, you know, his hatred of African-Americans or slaves at that point is driven by more than just race. I think that's oftentimes the case, that there's race, but there's anger about this and that. That felt very real to me. I knew parts of me that I could plumb and explore and reapply.
Why do you think that this story resonates today? I couldn't help but thinking that we've had a lot of civil war in the news recently.
Well, you know, in essence, we're still fighting the civil war. The battle's ended. The general stopped issuing commands, but there's still shots being fired on it on a daily basis, I think. The Civil War was never properly finished. When Lincoln was shot and his ideas of Reconstruction and reconciliation fell by the wayside, those issues never were taken up. You think of like how South Africa dealt with essentially the same kind of issues and how things have leapt forward for that country. It's far from perfect, but the ideas about reconciliation have never been resolved in this country. And certainly our politics today have driven this back to the surface again.
That's Darren Wong, whose novel is called The Hidden Light of Northern Fires. Darren, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.